Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski. On today's program, I have two guests. I'm joined by Omar Padilla, the Dallas County Habitat for Humanity coordinator. And today we're also joined by Drew Miller. He is on the Habitat for Humanity Steering Committee. So Drew and Omar, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
So Omar, we'll start with you. First of all, tell us a little bit about how Dallas County Habitat has been doing this year.
Well, first, thank you for allowing us time to come on the radio and share our message with the community. And thanks to everybody who has had a chance to come out and work with us. We've had another very successful year. We completed one Rock the Block event, which is our home repair program in Waukee earlier this year. We worked on four houses and we had a lot of volunteers. We improved the lives of those four families. So that was great. And thank you to everybody who helped there. We are also having our next event, Rock the Block Home Repairs in Redfield, July 31st through August 2nd. So it's coming up and we could use some help. So if you are someone who enjoys working with your hands or you just want to be around positive, happy people helping others, please check out our website at dallascountyhabitat.org and sign up to volunteer with us. We also have another event later in the year in September in Mimburn, but I hope that we can chat about that at a different time. And the two houses that we are building this year, house number one is almost completed. The family who is lined up to purchase that house is excited. The second house, we just built the walls for the second house at Lincoln Savings Bank in Adel last week. So thank you to Lincoln Savings Bank, to Tim Canny, and to everybody there who helped us get those walls ready. And now the next phase of getting that house started and finished happens. And our goal is to finish that house by the end of this year.
All right. Now, we'll circle back to that eventually, but for now, I wanted to bring in Drew because the primary reason that we have you in here today is to talk about Habitour, which is coming up, and Drew's kind of one of the primary cogs in that wheel. So first of all, Drew, tell us a little bit about what Habitour is.
So Habitour is a bike ride for anyone of all levels. We have three different route options. We have 25 miles, 50 miles, and 100 miles. So all are going to start in Perry and all will end in Perry. And so actually afterwards, we're going to have live music, food at Hotel Petit, and it will be August 24th. If you're looking to join, check out the website, habitour.org. We will be having different start times as well. So if you're doing the longer ride, you'll start earlier in the morning. If you're doing the 50 miles, start a little bit later, and then 25 a little bit after that. Our goal is to have everybody finish at the same time, so that way we can have a big get together there at the hotel afterwards.
All right. So what's the cost to participate in this ride?
So we're asking that everyone help fundraise $100. So $100 will get you a medal, it will get you the food, and it will get you into the bike ride.
All right, so the area has had Habitour before. You're partnering with Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity with this. So why did you decide to bring it back and give it a go this year?
So Heart of Iowa, like you said, did this 2 years ago, and they had a good turnout. They rode around and fundraised, had a great time. The idea with bringing Dallas County Habitat into the picture was to try to grow the event. We do have the support of Greater Des Moines Habitat, also the population of the Des Moines Metro. We also bring into the picture the Waukee area, Perry, which is a huge biking hub. And so the idea is simply to partner on something that would benefit both Heart of Iowa Habitat, Dallas County Habitat, that would bring more people into it because we want to just have more fun, involve more people, fundraise more. But yeah, just impact more people.
All right. So what would you tell the people to encourage them to give the Habitour a try and to show up and try one of these routes?
Yeah, so if you're a big biking fan, I know that the Raccoon River Valley Bike Trail is a big turnout for people. So we will be doing a loop on the trail. So if you want to support a great cause in Habitat for Humanity and enjoy a good bike ride with lots of family and friends, be sure to give Habitour a check out.
All right. How do you sign up for the event?
We have a website, as Drew shared, where you can access the registration page, and you can do that through the habitour.org. You can also access it to the Heart of Iowa website and through the Dallas County Habitat website. You can also give me a call. As always, I'm happy to chat with anybody. I can help you through that.
All right. Anything else about Habitur before we talk about some other stuff?
Well, just to recap, again, this is a bike ride for anybody who is interested in supporting Habitat, for anybody who's interested in just biking. We have a band, we have food, t-shirts, we have organized rest stops around the route. So there's a SAG operation, so if you're concerned that you might not make it to the next town, you just push the button, you make the call, and we'll come pick you up. So it's a very accessible, very safe and fun way to experience biking in the area.
All right. Now, getting back to Habitat specifically, you mentioned that the first house in Perry is almost complete, getting ready to start on the next house. How do you feel like the process has gone? Because, you know, you had some weather hiccups and that sort of thing that you experienced.
Yeah, as a first-time person being involved with the actual building of a house, I learned a lot. And last time I was here, I think we talked a little bit about how weather impacts construction. And I know that seems ridiculously obvious, but for someone who doesn't do it every day, I learned that. And so, yes, our house construction calendar was pushed through the winter into the spring because we were not able to get some things completed in the fall. But as has proven to be the case in the 4 years I've been here at Habitat, the community has a way of coming through when we need them. And we're back up on schedule. And the family that has been working towards this opportunity is excited and is ready to purchase this house. So to put it simply, I have learned a lot about how difficult it is to dig a hole when the ground is frozen. But also I have learned a lot about the amazing heart of the people of Dallas County, the people of Iowa, who always come through for a good cause. And we're about to finish house one. We're about to start working on house two. And I have no doubt that we will complete that second house as well.
All right. So if people are still interested in volunteering to help, can they still do that for house one or house two?
Yes. So specifically on house one, there are two dates still available, and you can find those at our website and also on our Facebook page. So Dallas County Habitat, you can access our Facebook page through our website and the other way around. Again, you can always call me or email me. My phone number is 515-238-5785. And my email is opadilla@dallascountyhabitat.org. And we have two dates left to finish the first house. And as the schedule starts coming together, I will post those dates on the website, on the Facebook page, so that people who are interested can become part of that.
All right. So two houses built this year. And then looking ahead to next year, you have another one planned, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We've been going through the process of accepting applications for a family to purchase a house in 2020. And we are blessed enough to have found that third family who is passionate about homeownership. They want to be homeowners, is willing to partner with us, go through our education program, go through the sweat equity hours that are a requirement of our program. So the steering committee from Dallas County just heard the profile from our professional staff who said this family meets the requirements. The steering committee put their seal of approval, and now this family goes to the Habitat board that will officially accept them into the program. So everything is looking like we will have a family for 2020, which means that you will hear me coming out again, asking for volunteers, asking for support for us to build that third house.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. And in the meantime, Omar Padilla and Drew Miller, anything else that either of you would like to mention about Habitat for Humanity?
Oh, I'm sure that you guys have been biking before. All know that the Raccoon River Trail is gorgeous. It is going to be a great time of the year. In August, we're hoping for great weather. So if you want to get out and have fun and support a great cause, please join us on August 24th for the Habitur bike ride.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Omar Padilla and Drew Miller. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.